Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Just friendly reminder, Mincha this afternoon, 5:05, 8:30 tonight, Chabur, some very exciting topics to be covered. Of course, Learning in the Shul this week is sponsored by the Javits in honor of their appreciation of the Shul and the community. And also, Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day, Li'ili Nishmas, Sara, Malka, Basar, B'Yitzchak. We're studying Misakta Olos. Today we are learning Perak Yudal, Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav, Shnei Zizim Zel, Gabi Zel. Let's say you have two ledges, one on top of the other, each one is a posach tefach wide, right? And there is a posach tefach in between them. So what happens? What if there's a tuma underneath both of them? That is the end of the cube space, and so that space is going to be tame. If it's beinayim, if it's between the first ledge and the second ledge in a vertical line, so beinayim tame. The poseach tefach in between them is tame. Al gabayim, if it's on top of the second ledge, the higher ledge, so kenegdo ad lorakia tame, then the tumah is going to go from there upwards, and the upper ledge is going to serve as a barrier for the downward spin of the tumah. What if the ledges were not the same width, where the upper ledge extended an extra tefach over the lower ledge? So then tumah tachteim, if there's tumah underneath both of them, o beinayim, or between them, so now the upper ledge is going to be a wider ledge, and so tachteim u beinayim tameh, it's going to extend, the tumah is going to go all the way up to the upper ledge. Al gabeim, but if it's on top of them, so then kenegdo ad lorakia tameh. What if it's the opposite? Haya elyon odef ala tachtum pachos mitefach. What if it's less than a tefach, but the upper one extends beyond the lower one? So tuma tachteim, tachteim ubeneim tamei. If there's tuma underneath them, so that underneath them and between them is tamei, but beneim otachas hamosar, if there's tuma between them or beneath the extension, so Rabbi Eliezer omer tachteim ubeneim tamei. Rabbi Eliezer says the upper one is serving as a roof, so therefore both of them are going to be able to become tamei. And Rabbi Shua omer beneim betachas hamosar tamei betachteim tahor. It's going to be the tuma is going to be between them, that, but the lower ledge is going to act as a barrier directly underneath for the tumah that is going from the ground to the extension to the upper one, and then down, it's not going to go ahead and go underneath the lower extension. What if the ledges are a tefach wide, and there's no space of a tefach in between them, or so tumah tachteim, if there's tumah underneath them, tachteim tamei, then they're going to be tamei. But if it's between the lower ledge and the upper ledge, or above the upper ledge, so then both the tumah is going to go all the way up ad l'rakia, because each one is not going to have a poseach tefach, and the tumah will just continue to extend. Okay, we'll stop you, Bezos Hashem. We'll close out the 14th parak. When we meet again tomorrow morning, everybody have a fantastic day.